شكرا سيد الرئيس. عقدت لجنة التنسيق لإقليم الشرق الأدنى دورات الرابعة في عمان الأردن في الفترة من 26 شباط إلى 1 آذار 2007 برعاية وزير الصناعة والتجارة وكلمات تمثل منظمة الصحة العالمية ومنظمة الأغذية والزراعة الدولية. وقد حضرها 12 دولة عضو ودولة عضو من خارج الإقليم ومراقب خاص. وقد توصلت لجنة التنسيق إلى التوصيات التالية: أولا، وافقت لجنة التنسيق على إحالة مشاريع المواصفات الإقليمية إلى الهيئة لاعتماد عند الخطوة الثامنة، وهي مشروع المواصفات الإقليمية للحمص المعلب، مشروع المواصفات الإقليمية للفول المدمس المعلب، ومشروع المواصفات الإقليمية للطحينة. ثانيا، وافقت اللجنة على إعادة مسودة مشروع أغذية الشوارع إلى الخطوة الثانية وتشكيل مجموعة عمل إلكترونية نظرا لوجود تفاصيل كثيرة داخل المشروع وعدم التوافق عليها. ثالثا، وافقت اللجنة بالإجماع على التوصية بتعيين تونس منسقا لإقليم الشرق الأدنى في دوراتها القادمة. رابعا، صادقت على توصيات الهيئة في دوراتها 28 الخاصة بدور لجان التنسيق وأنشطتها. خامسا، أيدت الموافقة على الخطة الاستراتيجية في دورة الهيئة الحالية. سادسا، أبدت بصفة عامة المقترحات المتعلقة باستعراض هيكل لجنة الدستور الغذائي وفرق المهام مع إبداء بعض التعليقات. سابعا، طلبت لجنة تنسيق الشرق الأدنى توضيحا بخصوص اقتراح لجنة تنسيق أمريكا اللاتينية والبحر الكاريبي حول تعديل الشروط المرجعية للجان التنسيق لاتخاذ مواقف منفصلة خاصة بالإقليم. وثامنا، تم التوصية إلى لجنة المبادئ العامة لتحديد اختصاصات كل من المنسق وعضو اللجنة التنفيذية المنتخب على أساس جغرافي. تاسعا، كما أعربت اللجنة عن تقديرها للمنظمتين الراعيتين، منظمة الأغذية والزراعة ومنظمة الصحة العالمية، للعمل التي تقومان به في ميدان المشروع مما يوفر أساسا علميا متينا لعمل الدستور الغذائي. كما تم أيضا تبادل المعلومات بين أعضاء اللجنة حول أنظمة الرقابة على الغذاء وكذلك استخدام مواصفات الدستور الغذائي. وشكرا سيدي الرئيس.
Thank you, Jordan, and the Commission knows that information from the region and also not in the report. And ladies and gentlemen, at this juncture, I wish to inform the Commission that Mr. Lemalu Simi, who was the coordinator for North America and Southwest Pacific region, fell sick in the course of the executive committee meeting, and in fact he was hospitalized and he could not finish the session, and he had wished to inform the executive committee that the 59th session was his last executive committee meeting, and he was very, you said it was a very useful and learning experience for him, and he wanted to express his sincere thanks to all the members of the executive committee and of the college secretariat for, and again, for the assistance and friendship. And since he will not be in the next executive committee, and since he couldn't express this in the last executive committee, I thought this is the only opportunity for us to really listen to his wish. And I think we also wish him a speedy recovery. And he were to present the report from the Committee for North America and Southwest Pacific. I wish to draw the attention of the Commission to the report of the 9th session of the FAO-WHO Coordinating Committee for North America and Southwest Pacific, Pass Annum 07/30/32. The meeting was held in Apia, Samoa, between 10th and 13th of October 2006. And since the member for this region was present in the executive committee and is also present in this commission meeting, may I ask New Zealand if they would like to say something on this report? New Zealand, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd be very happy to do that. Let me begin by also echoing our comments and support for your statement about speedy recovery for Mr. Simi. I know he is on his way back home, and we wish him all the best. Let me very briefly, as you have indicated, refer to the report of the last meeting of the Regional Coordinating Committee for North America and the South Pacific, which was held in Apia, Samoa, from the 10th to the 13th of October 2006. The details of the meeting are contained in Alinorm 0730/32. I don't wish to go into all of the details. Suffice to point out some of the major highlights. The committee did have an extensive discussion on the Commission's strategic plan and made a number of specific suggestions for modification or improvement. I should point out in particular the interest of the committee in the FAO-WHO Global Strategy on Diet, Physical Activity and Health, and its interest in supporting appropriate activity on the part of CODEX in support of this activity consistent with its mandate. The committee also had an extensive discussion on how it might go about implementing its regional strategic plan, which was a major activity at its 8th session. The focus of the regional strategic plan is to work as a group to improve the capacity in the region for participation in CODEX, application of CODEX standards at the national level, strengthening the regulatory framework at the national level, and generally enhancing the capacity in the region to address food safety and CODEX-related issues. And I can point out that since the development of the plan, a number of initiatives are already in train to support the achievement of these objectives. The committee also had an extensive discussion around the review of committee structures and mandates. A number of comments have already been made in relation to that as part of our contribution to the executive committee discussions. Finally, Mr. Chairman, the committee unanimously agreed to a proposal from Fiji to nominate Tonga as the next regional coordinator. And finally, I should, on behalf of all of the members of the North America and South Pacific, express our thanks for the excellent work carried out by the Samoa as the regional coordinator. Thank you.
Thank you, New Zealand, for that very able presentation on behalf of Samoa. And ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the end of this agenda item. And since we are discussing reports of coordinating committees, I wish to invite you to look at agenda item 17. That's appointment of the regional coordinators. Can I invite the secretary, please, to present the agenda item, please, secretary?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In accordance with the previous decision of the Commission, the terms of office of the current coordinators comes to an end at the end of the present session of the commission. Therefore, during the last cycle of meetings of coordinating committees have been asked to nominate one member from each region to be appointed as coordinators to start serving from the end of the current commission. The terms of office and the other rules regarding the appointment of coordinators is set out in Rule 4, Paragraph 2 of the Rules of Procedure of the Commission. Because we are anticipating to have one session of each coordinating committee during the forthcoming biennium 2008 and 2009, the Secretariat would propose through you, Mr. Chairman, that the new coordinators be appointed for a term of 2 years so that they would serve until the end of the commission session that will be held in 2009. Mr. Chairman, we have a list of members that have been nominated by the coordinating committees. For Africa, Ghana. For Asia, Indonesia. For Europe, Switzerland. For Latin America and the Caribbean, Mexico. For the Near East, Tunisia. For North America and Southwest Pacific, Tonga. Mr. Chairman, you may wish to request those nominees whether they are willing to take up the office of coordinators. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. And can I start with the nomination for Africa, and that is Ghana, please.
Ghana is willing to accept the nomination.
Thank you, Ghana. And for Asia, Indonesia, please.
Thank you for the term. Indonesia also willing to accept the nomination. And in this meeting, Indonesia delegation or government of Indonesia would like to thank to the commission for the appointment as for the coordinating for Asia. Thank you.
Thank you, Indonesia. And I have Switzerland for Europe, please.
We gladly accept this nomination, and we would like to thank all members of our region for their support. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Switzerland. And Mexico for Latin America and the Caribbean, please.
Mexico acepta la designación, agradece a Argentina su coordinación, y a su vez también agradece la propuesta realizada por todos los miembros de su región. Gracias.
Thank you, Mexico. And then I have Tunisia for Near East, please.
شكرا سيد الرئيس. نقبل هذه التسمية ونؤكد ترشحنا لرئاسة هذه اللجنة، ونشكر كافة أعضاء لجنة تنسيق الشرق الأدنى لترشيحنا، وشكرا لكم.
Thank you, thank you, Tunisia. And for North America and Southwest Pacific, we had the nomination of Tonga. And I wish the secretary to say something because they are not around. Please, secretary.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We received a formal letter duly signed and dated from the government of Tonga. And Tonga declares its willingness to accept the nomination by way of this letter to serve as the next coordinator for North America and Southwest Pacific. Therefore, on behalf of the government of Tonga, I will draw the attention of their declaration. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, and thank you for this communication from the Tonga government. And ladies and gentlemen, then the Commission endorses the appointments as we have run through: Africa, Ghana, Asia, Indonesia, Europe, Switzerland, Latin America and the Caribbean, Mexico, Near East, Tunisia, North America and Southern Pacific, Tonga, as coordinators for the next 2 years. And at this stage, can I ask the secretary to make some housekeeping announcements in relation to coordinators, please? Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There are a lot of challenges before the coordinators for them to discharge their heavy responsibilities. And there are also a number of logistic issues to be solved in order to organize in a smooth manner the forthcoming sessions of coordinating committees. Therefore, the Secretariat will organize an informal meeting of current incumbent coordinators and the coordinators designate to meet over the lunchtime today in Canada Room, so that the handover from the current coordinators to the next coordinators will take place in an appropriate and efficient way. The meeting will take place again in Canada Room on the same floor of the building, and unfortunately there will be no interpretations, but the meeting will discuss mostly logistic arrangements. Therefore, I would like to call upon 11 countries concerned to kindly come to this informal meeting. That would start at 1 o'clock and will be over by 2 o'clock. Sandwiches will be served. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, for that very important information. And indeed, it's important to have smooth transition and the handing over between the coordinators. And can I now invite the Commission to start looking at agenda item 4, that's amendments to the procedural manual of the Codex Alimentarius Commission. And can I ask the secretary to determine if a quorum is present, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is an item for which the European Community and its member states have declared that the competence will reside with their member states and not with the European communities. Mr. Chairman, the relevant document is Alinom 07/30/4, we have received some government comments that are contained in Addendum 1, sorry, in document 07/30/4A, and it's Addendum 1, as well as document LIM 9. In the main working document, which is Alinom 07/30/4, there are a number of proposed amendments to the texts contained in the procedural manual. Among them, the amendments proposed to the rules of procedure, which are contained in Annex 1, requires the constitution of a quorum of the members of the Codex Alimentarius Commission to discuss and adopt these amendments. Therefore, Mr. Chairman, the Commission needs to proceed with the determination of the presence of a quorum before we go into the examination of the proposed amendments to the rules of procedure of the Codex Alimentarius Commission. At this point of time, I will kindly ask the head of delegation or the alternate who has been delegated to act on his behalf during this session to press on the voting button. Green button, so that we can count the number of members present at this time in this room. Thank you. The sort of now the voting in brackets is open. We need 88. Now, I will close the voting period. The system tells us that we have 94 members present at this time in the room, the required quorum being 88. Mr. Chairman, I suggest we go into the discussion of this item. However, I would remind the Commission that the required quorum is the number of votes cast valid. And if there are abstentions, those members will not be counted in the constitution of quorum. So I kindly request all members to stay in the room and participate in the making of the decision on this matter. Thank you.
Well, this is good news. In the past, we have had problems with attaining quorum, and this is a very good sign that we are going to have a very good Codex meeting this time. And can I propose to the Commission that we adopt in block the amendments proposed as detailed in Appendix 1 of Document Alnum 07/30/4. There an objection as to the Commission adopting them in block? Costa Rica, please.
Sí, señor presidente. ¿En bloque quiere decir todos los apéndices al mismo tiempo?
No.
Thank you, Costa Rica, for seeking that clarification. I am, in fact, referring to Appendix 1, which is contained in Alnum 07/30/4. Only in Appendix 1, please. Any other observation besides Costa Rica? Australia, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Al, I guess it's a question in the first instance about whether this particular amendment relates to proposed draft risk management methodologies, including risk assessment policies in the Codex Committee for the Residues of Veterinary Drugs in Food, in particular the inclusion of paragraph 14. Can I just clarify that first before moving on?
Thank you, Australia. Secretary, please.
Can you hear me? Okay. Now the discussion is on Appendix 1
only.
And the Commission shall proceed appendix by appendix afterwards. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. Seeing no other observation, then the Commission has adopted this amendment.
No, we have to vote.
Have to vote?
Yes.
Sorry, the chair is very quick and assumed we had the numbers and all of them had agreed, since I didn't see any. But as a matter of procedure, we have to vote. And Secretary, can we now start the voting, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Commission just agreed to treat all amendments in Appendix 1, to treat all of them en bloc. And this was a question taken by consensus. Now we have to proceed with roll call vote. That is to say, you use again your bottoms, green for approve the amendments, red for not approving amendments, and yellow for abstention. And we need 3/3 majority of the vote cast either in yes or either in no way to adopt those amendments. Now the voting is open.
So, Secretary, can you read out the outcome, please, of the vote?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Number of votes cast, 99. The required two-third majority, 67. Votes cast in favor, 99. Votes cast against, 0. Abstentions, 2. Mr. Chairman, the amendments have been adopted. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, and I also appreciate the abstentions. That's what makes life interesting. Cote d'Ivoire, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Je voulais juste faire remarquer que il y a un problème de comptabilité là. Parce que pour le quorum, on a compté, on a dénombré 94. Et là, pour ceux qui ont dit oui, il y a 99. Et il y a des abstentions, il y a un problème de comptabilité là, si vous pouvez, si on peut revoir ça. Si, merci.
Thank you, Cote d'Ivoire, and I also hope others have the same question, but it was a question of determining the quorum. But Secretary, can you explain, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Merci, Monsieur le Président. Le comptage que nous avons effectué avant d'entamer ce débat avait comme but pour déterminer la présence d'un quorum minimum, sans quoi cela aurait été inutile d'entamer le débat sur ce point. Et je suppose que, ultérieurement à ce premier exercice, plusieurs membres sont regagnés leur siège et que ça aurait résulté un nombre supérieur au résultat du premier comptage. Monsieur le Président, comme j'ai le micro avec moi, je tiens à informer que ces amendements qui viennent d'être adoptés ne seront actés qu'après l'approbation formelle des directeurs généraux de la FAO et de l'OMS et qui va tomber normalement dans les semaines qui viennent. Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Secretary, especially for this second part of the information. The amendments will have to be endorsed by the Directors General of FAO and WHO. Can we now look at Appendix 2? Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Starting at this point, we do not require a quorum, and decision can be made on the basis of simple majority or by way of consensus. And we would not, I hope, use the voting system for some time. The Appendix 2 regards the proposed amendments to the Guide to the Procedure for the Revision and Amendments of Codex Standards and Arrangements for the Amendments for the Codex Standards elaborated by the Codex Committees, which have been adjourned sine die. These two documents are actually contained in the procedural manual, just following the text that describes the stepwise elaboration procedure. These texts have been developed and adopted by the Commission at a time, well, actually a long time ago, and at a time there were no entity called Codex Ad Hoc Intergovernmental Task Force, and Codex followed slightly different process of doing its business. Therefore, 26th session of the Commission had requested the Committee on General Principles to develop alternative texts that take into account the current modus operandi of the Codex Alimentarius Commission. And a minor amendment has already been adopted to one of the two texts last year. And this year, the Codex Committee on General Principles has agreed to forward adoption by the Commission the text that is contained in Appendix 2, which will replace two texts in the procedural manual. One is the guide to the procedure for the revision and amendment of Codex Standards, and the second text is arrangements for the amendment of Codex Standards elaborated by Codex Committees which have adjourned sine die. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Secretary. And Appendix 2 is in Alnom 07/30/4, and may I invite or open it for discussion in the committee? If no discussion, can we adopt it? Columbia, please.
Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you,
Chairman. Colombia quiere llamar la atención sobre el inciso 3 del apéndice 2, que habla sobre lo siguiente: en lo que respecta al procedimiento expuesto en la presente guía, la ultimación o actualización de métodos de análisis y muestreo y lo que sigue, como para ser breve y cumplir con el tiempo de intervención. Tal como Colombia intervino en la 24ª reunión del Comité de Principios Generales, dejó constancia sobre ese llamado de atención en cuanto a que considera que la revisión o actualización de métodos de análisis y muestreo en un momento dado no se debe abocar como una revisión de simplemente de forma, sino que puede implicar una revisión de fondo. Como se está planteando, la actualización ultimación debe hacerse de forma únicamente. Llamo la atención también paralelamente sobre un documento que sobre la revisión de un método de análisis para azúcar. Trataremos en esta sesión y sobre el cual la Comisión mandó a consulta de los países la definición como método alternativo para análisis para este producto. Insistimos nosotros en que, tal como aparece y como se hizo la observación en esa reunión del Comité de Principios Generales, decimos lo siguiente, permítame. Me remito a la observación que quedó señalada en el acta. Señaló asimismo que en la versión española en vigor del manual de procedimiento no se hablaba de actualización, sino solo de finalizar el proceso de elaboración de métodos de análisis. En concordancia con lo anterior, nosotros insistimos y llamamos la atención de los miembros de la Comisión en que la revisión de métodos de análisis en un momento dado puede generar obstáculos técnicos al comercio y que no solamente se debe abocar como una enmienda de forma, sino de fondo. Gracias, señor presidente.
Sorry, we are consulting at the high table, please, for if you can be patient for a minute. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The point raised by Colombia as the same delegation mentioned, was raised in the Committee on General Principles, and the reference is Arinom 07/30/33, paragraph 138. And the delegations could see that the point raised by Colombia was discussed in the General Principles Committee, and the current text, not only regarding the bullet point 3, but also the text that follows the bullet point 3, referring to the finalization or updating of methods of analysis and sampling, make specific reference to the methods of analysis. And I recall that the General Principles Committee, after some discussion, decided not to retain the current wording, noting that for active subsidiary bodies, the standard provisions of elaboration procedures applied, and it's up to the exec committee and ultimately for the commission to decide which amendment is indeed of substantive nature and which amendments are of the nature that is less than substantive. And with this understanding, the Committee of General Principles, to my recollection, generally agreed that there is a safety valve for the Commission to handle the matter. And if I could ask through you, Mr. Chairman, the government of France, which has the presidency of this committee, to confirm what I said. Thank you.
France, please.
Là, il s'agit d'une possibilité qui est laissée de considérer que ça peut être un amendement et non pas entrer dans le processus de révision, mais ça ne veut pas dire qu'une modification de méthode d'analyse devient systématiquement un amendement. Bien entendu, il y aura discussion sur le fond et nous comprenons les préoccupations de la Colombie et je pense que dans la rédaction, elles sont prises en compte. Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, friends. And Colombia, you are happy?
Señor Presidente, gracias. Yo quiero aquí, valga la oportunidad, insistir sobre el comentario inicial cuando se presentan faltas de precisión en las versiones en los diferentes idiomas. Insisto en que, tal como lo dejaba constancia Colombia, al recordar el párrafo 138 del acta de la 24ª reunión, decíamos, señaló asimismo que en la versión española en vigor del manual de procedimiento no se hablaba de actualización, que para nosotros actualización se asemeja a revisión, no simplemente enmienda, sino solo de finalizar el proceso de elaboración de métodos de análisis. Cuando uno habla de finalizar, es porque prácticamente ya se está agotando un documento y se le está dando unos toques finales. Pero cuando se habla de actualización, puede implicar antes que una enmienda, una revisión. Dejo esto como constancia para que en adelante no se presenten una serie de dificultades que puede generar una falta de información y una falta de debate sobre métodos de análisis que pueden, insisto, generar obstáculos técnicos al comercio. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Columbia. And I think the question is that of language. And indeed, fine-tuning and amending and updating they will mean different things in English, at least. So could we take it upon the Secretariat to ensure proper translation of the amendments, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. According to our understanding, the distinguished delegation of Colombia pointed to the problems, potential problems of translation between English and Spanish version in the current version of the texts. However, according to our understanding, the revised text that is now submitted for adoption, there is no change or differences between English and Spanish version. And again, adoption of the new text will resolve this question as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. I had for a very long time the flag of Argentina. Argentina, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Argentina está de acuerdo con la aprobación de esta enmienda. No obstante, lo que quisiéramos señalar es que, dada todas las dudas que plantea la cuestión esta de definir si se trata de una enmienda o de una revisión, y aparte de la profundidad del contenido como para asumir que es una enmienda, lo que sugeriríamos es que al momento de aprobarlo, la comisión haga una recomendación al secretariado para que tenga en cuenta cada uno de las cuestiones que se someten bajo estos artículos del manual de procedimientos, y que en el término de 3 años informe su evolución a los efectos de ver si efectivamente cada vez que se propone una modificación en términos de enmienda o de revisión cumple con lo que el sentido común le ha indicado a los delegados que han participado de la reunión del Comité de Principios Generales. De esa manera se podría avanzar esta propuesta con la salvedad de que en 3 años revisaríamos para ver si efectivamente se le ha dado un uso correcto. Gracias.
Thank you, Argentina. And Brazil, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Solamente para decir que Brasil también comparte las preocupaciones manifestadas por la delegación de Colombia, no solo sobre los procedimientos de actualización de los métodos de análisis, pero también sobre el proceso de adopción de estos métodos. Brasil tiene comentarios en particular sobre estos temas que va a presentar en el punto adecuado del programa. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Brazil. And by that, I hope you are not blocking adoption of these amendments, though. Thank you, Brazil. And there was a proposal from Argentina that the Secretary revisits the amendments every other 3 years. And, my understanding is not only the Secretary, but any one of us who sees something in the procedural manual as a member of Codex is in fact mandated to draw it to the attention of the secretariat or of the commission or of the Codex Committee on General Principles. But it's up to us as a commission to see whether we need to give a firm recommendation or we not in the report, in our report, the proposal from Argentina. I would advise that we note that information in our report. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Oh, the Commission can certainly note the proposal from Argentina in the proceedings, if the Commission so wishes. I just want to reaffirm my previous statement that no updating of references, especially on methods analysis, will not be made without explicit decision by the Commission. And the Commission, when updating the references on the methods of analysis and sampling, act on the basis of the recommendations made by the Codex Committee on Methods of Analysis and Sampling. So therefore, the Commission actually every year has a report or indeed a list of those updating presented to the Commission. So therefore, the Secretariat views this issue as an issue of the regular and routine part of the business of the Commission. And we are not quite sure about the intent of the proposals made by Argentina. If the Commission wants to see the list of those updating exercises, you already have it on a regular basis. And if you want to mandate the Codex Secretariat to make any value judgments on what updatings are rather routine nature, what updatings are substantial nature, it will inevitably involve value judgment of the matter, and the Codex Secretariat would be reluctant to engage in such exercise. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Secretary. I have the flag of Egypt, please.
Shukran, Sayyid al-Rais. الموضوع حقيقة تمت مناقشته باستفاضة في لجنة المبادئ العامة ولا نرى ضرورة لوضع فترة زمنية تتم مراجعة الطريقة بعدها حيث تتم المراجعة فقط عندما تظهر مشاكل عند التطبيق في هذه الحالة قد يكون هناك داعي لإجراء المراجعة شكرا سيد الرئيس
Thank you, Egypt, and I have only 1 minute, and Cuba, please.
Cuba, en este tema también se quisiera expresar en relación con la transparencia que deberá existir una vez que se propongan las enmiendas o las revisiones de forma tal que la comisión sea informada de manera permanente y que cuando sea necesario que alguna enmienda por su profundidad tenga que tener el dominio, siempre la comisión sea consultada. De no ser así, puede ser que lo que aprobemos le pueda restar transparencia a los propios procedimientos del CODE. Gracias.
Thank you, Cuba, for reminding us that. And can I take it that the Commission, therefore, adopt the amendments as in Appendix 2? Thank you very much. The amendments are adopted, and we have come to the end of our morning session. Secretary, if any announcements and time to resume, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have three announcements to make. First, as I mentioned earlier, there will be an informal meeting of the current coordinators and coordinators designate that will take place in Canada Room at the third floor of this building, starting immediately, and it will run through 2 p.m. Nextly, the nomination of candidates for the office of the chairperson of the commission is open at this point of time. So delegations wishing to nominate a candidate or candidates to this office, please kindly approach me and procure a nomination form that is required for the formal nomination. And finally, there is a communication from Gabon, which wishes to convene a meeting of African region starting immediately in Ethiopia Room on the second floor of Building C. These are the announcements. And we shall resume the afternoon session at 2:30, half past two sharp. Thank you.